Good afternoon. The storm system that brought the snow late yesterday and last night is now departing over the Canadian Maritimes. We had a return to some sunshine today, and temperatures responded by reaching into the teens and lower 20s. An Arctic front is scheduled to pass through during the afternoon today. Skies will cloud up and we'll have snow showers passing by and perhaps a few heavier bursts of snow as the Arctic air begins to flow in. The wind will increase out of the west-northwest, and temperatures will begin to drop and then drop quickly through the afternoon and into the evening hours, all the way back through the teens and into the single digits, with wind chill values going below zero by the end of the afternoon. The temperature will continue to drop tonight as high pressure builds in, and a northwest wind flow will also increase with partly cloudy skies. It will go to between 0 and 10 below on average, but wind chill values will be between 15 and 30 below during the overnight period. Early on Thursday morning, windy and frigid with partly sunny skies and with a mix of sun and clouds in the afternoon, highs only between 5 and 10 above in most places. Again, wind chill values on Thursday will stay below zero. The wind will calm down a bit for the end of the week on Friday. With mostly sunny skies, it'll be dry but remain cold and highs bouncing back into the teens. A weak disturbance will sweep by to our north on Saturday, so sun will mix with some clouds and highs will be around 20 before rebounding back into the 30s by the end of the weekend on Sunday as sunshine gives way to increasing clouds ahead of another disturbance. That milder air will lead to a chance of rain showers on Sunday night and Monday as highs reach to about 40 to start the new week, and then into the 40s on Tuesday behind this system with leftover rain showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the big story continues to be the advance of extremely cold air coming down through the Midwest and the Ohio Valley as an Arctic cold front crosses the region. High temperatures across these areas will be as much as 30 to 40 degrees below normal today. This, coupled with locally strong winds, will result in wind chill values of as much as 40 to 60 below zero. This bitter cold air mass will modify a bit as it arrives across the mid-Atlantic and northeast through tonight and tomorrow, but temperatures will be considerably below normal with dangerously cold wind chills expected. Wind chill advisories and warnings are in effect across a large area of the Northern Plains, Midwest, Ohio Valley, and parts of the Mid-Atlantic. Meanwhile, the fetch of deep Arctic air over the Great Lakes will set the stage for significant lake effect snow over the next couple of days. Snowfall amounts locally in excess of 1 foot will be likely downwind of Lake Superior and Lake Michigan, including areas of the UP and western lower Michigan. However, even heavier snow will be possible downwind of Lake Erie and Lake Ontario, where a more favorable fetch will support some areas seeing in excess of 2 feet of snow. This will include areas of western New York and especially areas near and just south of Buffalo, but also the Tug Hill Plateau downwind of Lake Ontario. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City becoming windy with snow showers in the upper 20s, Boston becoming windy, snow showers upper 20s, and in Buffalo, windy with snow, heavy at times, and blowing snow, 3 to 7 inches of new snow with highs only 0 to 5 above. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high 56 set in 2013, and the record low 12 below zero in 1965 and in 1898. Sunrise this morning, 7:12 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:05 p.m. 9 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, windy, and turning colder with scattered snow showers today. Midday highs in the teens, then temperatures drop quickly. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the Connecticut Valley, mid and lower Hudson Valley, also the remainder of interior southern New England, and for the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, and Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, windy, and turning colder with scattered snow showers today. Midday highs in the mid-20s, then temperatures drop quickly. partly cloudy and breezy tonight, 0 to 5 below. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, windy, and turning colder with snow showers today. Early day highs in the teens, then temperatures drop quickly. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny, windy, and turning colder with scattered snow showers today. Midday highs in the lower 20s, then temperatures will drop quickly. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, near 5 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and frigid, 5 to 10 above with wind chills below zero. Mostly sunny in the teens Friday, a mix of sun and clouds 20 Saturday. Increasing clouds Sunday in the mid-30s, and mostly cloudy Monday with a chance of rain showers lower 40s and a chance of a shower in the mid-40s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.